If you click on the link for the slides there on the website under the prayers, it'll take you to what we know who wanted to be on the prayer list, and we're grateful for that. But if you'd like to be on that prayer list, just send Phil a text or give him a call or let me know, and we can get you on that list, and we're grateful to be able to pray for one another. You know, the prayer that Jesus taught is so important, because we are to pray for God's will to be done, not for our own desires. And we're encouraged to ask God for the things that we need. Give us today our daily bread, is what it says, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. So it reminds us to confess our sins to God and to turn from them, and then also to forgive others as God has forgiven us. Forgiveness is a very key part of our relationship with God, because if you don't forgive, you can't be forgiven. That's just as simple as it is. So the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer is this: lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. It's a plea. It's a plea for help in achieving victory over sin and death. So the Lord's Prayer is not a prayer just mindlessly recite by rote back to God. It really does need to be heartfelt, and it also is a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. So when you don't really know what to pray, just look at the Lord's Prayer, and He'll help you and guide you, and as we come into a prayer of agreement with Him for. But Jesus is the answer to our prayer, so it is important, too, that the Scripture says when you pray, pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if you can close your prayers that way, I know for sure that God will hear them. Amen. And just a reminder, June the 28th is my last Sunday here at Bethel. We'll be back on the website again for one more week, but I thank you for tuning in to all the things that we've done on this website since COVID. It's been 5 years, I think. So thank you for your faithfulness, and we'll certainly keep you all in prayer. Amen. Well, you have a wonderful and blessed day in Jesus' name.